Good morning to everybody, and welcome to what outside appears to be finally the first day of fall. I should probably be wearing a target here for what we're going to do. Thank you very much for joining us on Monday morning. I've been had the honor today to be joined by Graham Slack, who, as you should know, is the country representative of the International Monetary Fund in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We set this meeting up this morning to speak to you because we feel it's timely to clarify the facts surrounding an issue that has a bearing on Bosnia and Herzegovina's overall economic stability and on the prospects for job creation and sustained growth in the coming years. Now, as you know, this is very much the heart and core of what my mandate at the High Representative's office is to do. The issue specifically that I wish to address is frozen foreign currency deposits. There has been an awful lot of media coverage on and off since I've been here, but certainly in the last couple of weeks on this issue. And we would like to take some time to point up a few key facts. And let me also say that this is an issue I've dealt with in a number of countries in the former Yugoslavia since there was, as you well remember, something approaching total financial chaos throughout the former Yugoslavia as banks broke up, hyperinflation in the former Republic of Yugoslavia, pyramid schemes, all kinds of things. Now, here are the facts regarding the plan to deal with the frozen foreign currency deposits. One, there is a debt settlement package in place. It was agreed in 2005 and is the best possible settlement under Bosnia and Herzegovina's current economic circumstances. In sharp contrast to this, the amendments which were adopted by the BIH House of Representatives in September, just a few weeks ago, would undermine the country's financial stability, deliver your government's ability to deliver basic public services, and will not, at the end, result in higher payments to holders of frozen foreign currency accounts because the government's ability to honor their financial obligations would be compromised. I mean, the old joke goes, I apologize for appearance of gender bias, but the wife comes to the husband and tells the husband, says, honey, says, we're overdrawn at the bank. And the husband pulls out his checkbook and says, I don't understand, I still have checks. And this is a basic problem. To understand that there isn't any money in the bank or not enough money for all of the checks that have already been written. The 2005 settlement is good for the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it's good for the holders of the frozen foreign currency accounts because at the end they will get the money they lost. The September amendments, on the contrary, are bad for the people of this country, and it's bad for the frozen currency deposit holders. Now, I'm going to do what economists love to do. Let's take a look at the numbers. Now, on the first slide, you will see that the amendments envision that the payout period, instead of being the currently agreed 13 years, gets shortened to just 5 years. That's a lot shorter time, a lot more money up front. Second, it increases the accrued interest between 1992 and 2006 from a fixed 0.5% to the original interest rates established by the bank with each saver, which, depending on the type of currency, is going to range between 5% and 13%. Applying an average interest rate of 5% across the board, this increases the interest payments by approximately 1.8 billion convertible marks. That's real money. Slide 2 shows the difference between a 5-year and a 13-year payout. And I want you, I really want you to take a look at what this is. This is 5 years?
Larry, just 1 second.
This is 5 years versus the current 13 years.
This is a sustainable financial burden for the governments, which result in everybody being made whole in the amount of money they lost. This is 5 years. You can see the difference very quickly.
This chart makes it completely clear why 5 years is not sustainable. Look at the chart carefully and see the numbers. The state cannot find an additional amount of money between 500 million marks and 1.2 billion over the next 5 years. And the enormous increase is, of course, because of the increased interest rate that the amendments provide for. The average annual amount is equal to the entire annual budget of the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's how much money it is. Slide number three. This raises the total cost of the settlement to approximately 4.2 billion KMs. This 4.2 billion figure represents a 78% increase in the amount that your governments have to pay out. Governments. Now, I'll remind you where the money from the governments come from. It doesn't come from the IMF, and it doesn't come from the sky. It doesn't grow in trees or in pyramids. It comes from taxpayers. This is also almost equivalent to 26% of the total economic activity represented by gross domestic product for 2006. Now, in slide number four, and this is where I made a point of saying that I worked on issues like this when I was in Belgrade and in Skopje. Compared with your neighboring countries, BIH has the shortest payout period and the highest interest rates per annum. Now, you're going to have to ask yourself the question, if the closest one to you is Slovenia, what makes you think Bosnia's economy resembles that of Slovenia in terms of ability to make payments? And Macedonia didn't even go through a war, neither did Slovenia. And you can see what the other countries went through. On the last slide, I'm going to put this in a way that I hope you can grasp it, because this is something which is what is going to happen at the end of the day. 1.8 billion additional costs is the equivalent of paying the wages of all teachers from the educational sector for almost 3 years in Bosnia and Herzegovina, or would cover all of the pension expenditures for almost a year in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The money's going to have to come from someplace, because it's not, as I said, hidden in a tunnel someplace, just waiting for somebody to unlock the door, and out it comes. Now, the frozen foreign currency depositors argue that these funds must still be available somewhere. They must be in the banks, in some vault, must be invested in companies, must be some way to recapture it. Here's the sad news. The money was used to finance the war. It, for every rocket, for every bullet, for every bomb that went off here, that money came from someplace to pay for that. These things, again, don't grow on trees. You don't find them in tunnels. It costs money to fight a war, and you can see the physical cost from the damage right there. Frankly, the arguments have been clouded by, I'm going to be very blunt here, a huge dose of selfishness. Every citizen in this country paid a terrible price for this war. Holders of foreign currency deposits are being offered a more than equitable settlement. Think of the people who lost their lives. Think of the people who lost limbs, legs, and arms. Think of women who suffered terrible indignities. Think of the children who suffered psychological trauma. These are things that can never be compensated, and you can never be made whole through the issuance of a bond. The fact that the House of Representatives has adopted amendments to the settlement has already caused negative reactions. In fact, as many of you know from previous statements from us, in last October, this October, the New York Investment Bank of Bear Stearns downgraded Bosnia and Herzegovina's credit rating from outperform to underperform. This was largely due to the possibility that these amendments will be adopted. And the guys sitting in Wall Street, and I know some of these guys, have already jumped to the conclusion your country may have a hard time, will have a hard time meeting its international obligations, because money at home is being diverted away from obligations. This will make it much more expensive and harder for you to borrow money for projects really important for the future of this country, 5C factories, hydroelectric facilities, and things like that. I also want to highlight another point. The way this issue is handled will serve as a clear indication of the caliber and seriousness of the people you have just elected. The 2005 settlement, which is consistent with your constitutional court, clears the way for the legislatures to move forward with initiatives that will further improve the Bosnia and Herzegovina business environment and thus attract more investment and create more jobs. Rejecting the amendments and defending the existing debt settlement, which gives all the money back eventually, will show that legislators are serious. However, supporting the amendments, on the other hand, indicates a continued parallel universe inhabited by people who don't understand the fundamentals of economics. Now, I would like to turn over to my colleague, Graham Slack, for his comments.
Thank you, Larry. Good morning, everyone. Just let me give you a bit of background first before we get into the meat of the message we want to deliver. As you may know, the IMF Executive Board concluded its 2006 consultations with Bosnia-Herzegovina recently on October 13th. The main conclusions of this consultation have been published on the IMF website, and the background papers are currently being translated into local language and will be made available in the coming weeks. What these documents do is they provide a comprehensive analysis of the economic prospects of Bosnia-Herzegovina, as well as the challenges that lie ahead for the new government. And this will form the basis of cooperation between Bosnia-Herzegovina and the IMF going forward. One of the most significant of these challenges, of course, the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the terms for settling Bosnia-Herzegovina's internal debts. Until the terms for settling these debts are finalized in a financially sustainable manner, this issue will continue to hang like Damocles' sword over the public finances. The existing law on frozen foreign currency deposits is consistent with the ruling of Bosnia and Herzegovina's Constitutional Court, and as such, it represents a fair and balanced compromise between the need to settle these outstanding liabilities to the owners of these deposits and the imperative of preserving the financial health of Bosnia and Herzegovina. That said, even with this law in place, securing sustainability over the long term will still require tight spending discipline for many years to come. Now, against this background, the proposed amendments to the frozen foreign currency deposit law present a stark choice for lawmakers. If approved, these amendments will almost double the cost of settling these liabilities. This will, of course, benefit frozen foreign currency deposit holders, but will force, at the same time, a painful adjustment on everyone else. Now, let's be clear what this means. If total government spending is kept unchanged, more budget resources devoted to frozen foreign currency deposit holders means less resources for education, social assistance, pension support, and investment for the future. And if total government spending increases, this means more taxes and less growth for everyone. These are the uncomfortable realities that lawmakers should keep firmly in mind when considering the proposed amendments to the frozen foreign currency deposit law. Thank you.
Floor is open for questions. Well, again, I thank you. I hope we were clear. It's our job to speak bluntly. It's your job to make sure your politicians understand the choices. I was on TV recently where there was a program on the hospitals in Gorazde not having any heat. Why? Because there isn't enough money down at that level. This isn't going to make it easier. But it's fair. I feel for the people who lost their money, but they're going to get their money back. I also feel for people who lost things that can never be restituted, and we also have to think for the future of this country, make sure there's enough money to fund the things that you need as this country goes forward. We've had an excellent last 4 years. This is the most the country can afford. And to state otherwise, unfortunately, is, as I said, to live in some parallel universe, which is not linked to reality. Okay, thank you very much.